Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
OTAs in progress. Alex Braske covering the Buffalo Bills for the Batavia Daily News and Bills Digest joins us now. Get your thoughts from yesterday's session that was open to the media, Alex. It's good to have you on with us, and not a surprise on a couple of fronts. Not a surprise that James Cook wasn't there for the voluntary portion of the offseason program, and not a surprise that Joey Bosa is already injured.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Certainly the Bosa news, not ideal. The Cook news, I think, a little bit less concerning. You kind of knew what his situation was coming into the offseason program. He's made his desire very well known that he wants a new contract before he hits the field this season. So not seeing him out there during the voluntary portion, not a surprise. I also don't think that we'll see him out there during the mandatory portion of the offseason program. But I think the concern level starts to raise if he's not out there come training camp. If we see him hold out or perhaps hold in with Hard Knocks there, I think that's when that really becomes a true storyline. It kind of has been a budding storyline throughout this offseason, but if we don't see him out there on the field come training camp, I think that's when you start getting concerned if you're the Bills or a Bills fan. When it comes to Bosa, I think the nature of the injury is what's most concerning, it being a soft tissue injury, a aging player, someone who's not really that long in the tooth, but somebody who's getting up there in years and who's been off injured throughout his career, seeing him sustain a soft tissue injury during what I would believe would be a relatively low strenuous workout with the team in recent days, that certainly sparks a little bit of concern. But that being said, you want Bosa out there come January, December and January. That's really what you signed him for, to be that closer come playoff time. But you don't like to see it.
Alex, I will compliment you. Alex Braske, only a writer, you're a photographer. And one of the shots you took yesterday, like, we heard the comments from Sean McDermott talking about Keon Coleman, but then you look like, ooh, that did look like he put in a little bit of work. Your thoughts on what you saw out of the second-year wide receiver yesterday, that coupled with, kind of Sean McDermott saying some nice things here.
Wow, I got to come on more often. Getting compliments, this is great. I really picked up my photography niche through covering high school sports, really out of necessity. Covering high school sports at a local paper, you really have to be able to do many different things, and photography has been something I've picked up over the years. And I think I caught Coleman at the perfect angle. He was wearing his sleeves up, and as you mentioned, Sean McDermott before the practice said how he was impressed with how Coleman has put in work throughout the offseason, building strength and adding obvious muscle. And you could see it yesterday from that angle that I took that photo at. He was gripping the ball with two hands, really flexing as he was doing so. And you can see the bulk that he's added throughout the offseason, and I think that's only going to bode well for him, when you look at his skill set and above the rim player, somebody who likes to win those contested catches, he was already a physical freak and somebody who didn't lack size, I wouldn't say, but to build onto that and to add strength, I think is only going to suit him well as he moves forward in his career. And also, I think that can help you recover from injury a little bit quicker, something that can help players along the outside. If you're dealing with maybe a hampered toe or a hampered leg, something like that, if you're able to put on that weight and become a more physical player, maybe you can get away with a little bit of a decrease in speed or something that's hampering you in that sense if you're able to body up against some of these cornerbacks on the outside.
He's Alex Brasky, Bills Digest, stopping by the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, where we like to play within the framework of the rules. Those were the words of Sean McDermott yesterday when he was asked about the failed proposal to ban the tush push. How disingenuous was Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills through the course of this offseason in being the only team in the division to vote yes on that proposal to ban the play that they had a lot of success with last season?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, the tact that they took in that regard. Knowing how often they use the play, now it didn't work very well for them in the AFC Championship game, as we all know, but throughout the course of the season in the past few years, Josh Allen in short yardage has been one of the team's most successful plays. The only thing that I can consider is perhaps Terry Pegula got into the ear of Sean McDermott and the Bills coaching staff front office, and maybe he doesn't like to see his prized quarterback be shoved from behind into 300-pound defenders multiple times per game. But as you mentioned, it certainly was curious, knowing how much success that they've had with the play and knowing how they really haven't experienced much injury trouble as a result of that play, knowing that that was really the sticking point with them, the health and the ramifications in that regard. But I would like to see the play be removed from the game. I don't think it really has a place in football. If you want to push a pile, that's one thing, but if you want to push somebody directly, this isn't rugby. And I think you're just waiting for a catastrophic injury to one of these quarterbacks when they're cut low or something like that, when they're being pushed from behind to really expedite the process to get it removed from the game.
Alex Brasky right here, right now, podcast, Bills Digest, Batavia Daily News, writer, photographer, you know, podcaster, everything. More compliments coming your way, Brasky. tell me, like, there are players that I think that are interesting in terms of, boy, do they make the team? Do they become starters? Derek Force being one of them. And you caught up yesterday with another guy that, okay, I could see him being a really decent contributor, but then maybe he doesn't even make the team. What are your thoughts on how Elijah Moore might fit into the picture here with the Bills?
Yeah, I'm really excited about him. It's only one day. We only got to watch him at Tuesday's practice, but the speed is apparent. He is a speedy receiver, something that the Bills have been missing along the outside, that outright get-away-from-you speed, and that's what Elijah Moore has. I think he can be used as a motion man. He's somebody that could win in short spaces and win down the field. We saw him run past Tre'Davious White, certainly not the most fleet-of-foot player at this stage of his career, knowing his injury history, but like I said, the speed was apparent, and if he's able to gain that quick rapport with Josh Allen, something that I don't think has been one of Allen's strengths over the years, maybe incorporating those new wide receivers that the Bills get off the free agent pile. You look at Trent Sherfield and Deontay Hardy that year, and really there's been a list of receivers in the past. I know Mac Hollins came in last year and was really used well by the Bills, but I think if they're able to come in and gain that quick rapport with Josh Allen in terms of Josh Palmer and Elijah Moore, as you mentioned, I think these players can really bring this wide receiver core to another level. I think the ceiling for this group is much higher this year than it was at this point last year. But with that said, it's a lot of unproven. Elijah Moore hasn't really exploded with any of his stops. Joshua Palmer has put some quality games on film, but I think he's going to be asked to do a little bit more here in Buffalo, so interested to see how he latches on. Like I said, I'm excited that the ceiling is much higher with these skill sets that they've brought in, but I think they're going to have to prove it, and we'll see as the offseason goes along how they're going to start using more. Just judging on Tuesday's practice, I'm excited to see the different ways they might utilize him within this offense.
Alex, you mentioned earlier that James Cook not being at OTA, not a big deal. If there's a hold in or something of the sort at training camp with Hard Knocks being there, that could become a bigger storyline. And I just wanted to get your take on what Sean McDermott had to say about Hard Knocks. He said all the right things at the press conference, but I think everybody that watches the NFL, covers the NFL, knows there isn't really a team out there raising their hand to say, yeah, we want to be the team that's on Hard Knocks.
Right, and I think the Bills, as Sal Capaccio mentioned yesterday during conversations on the practice field, I think the Bills' reluctance to announce their participation in Hard Knocks, they haven't come out with anything on social media. I think that just shows you how reluctant they are to participate and perhaps showing the league that they're not going to be eager participants this year in the proceedings. I think they have a lot of players that have big personalities and could do really well on the show. And I mentioned the James Cook saga that could really build come training camp time. But I don't think the Bills are eager to do this. They're the first playoff team from a season ago to be selected for the show. So I think if you asked Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean in a candid situation, they would tell you that this is the last thing they wanted to do this year. But with that said, you have the reigning MVP. You have a team that really seems to capture the hearts of America. And you have a team that's really been pushing for a Super Bowl appearance and has been on the precipice the past few years. I think it's the perfect team for Hard Knocks in terms of that. But like you said, I don't think the Bills are raising their hand or shouting that they wanted to be a part of this. I think this was just something that was forced on them, and they're going to make the most out of the opportunity. But they're one of the most buttoned-up organizations in the NFL. You don't see any leaks throughout the season, during the draft, anything like that. So I don't think you'll see any salaciousness on Hard Knocks, but perhaps you'll see some big personalities like a Deion Dawkins, a Keon Coleman. Maybe you'll see those guys shine a little bit. I know we talked with Deion Dawkins yesterday, and he's really, really looking forward to it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, Alex, you know how this, and you're leading into my next question. You know, there's going to be like five guys they follow along, and maybe Dawkins is one of them. Who, if you were the casting director, I'm going to give you one name here that I think would be a shoo-in. I think the storyline of Tre'Davious White, who has a big personality, but you know now he's in a different spot in his career, and he's fighting to make a roster spot. But you know Hard Knocks, they love to follow the guy just to watch him get cut at the end. So, I mean, your thoughts on who we might be seeing beyond some of the big names here, guys with big personalities.
Jackson Hawes, the tight end, speaking with him after he was drafted over Zoom, you could tell that he's got a big personality, and I think he's got the game to go with it. I asked Dalton Kincaid about Hawes yesterday and his pass-catching ability. He comes in as a block-first player, somebody who's highly regarded for his ability to come in those extra tight end sets and deliver the punch in the running game. But we watched him during rookie minicamp. He was going up, catching balls all over the field. He didn't make as much of an impact yesterday during OTAs. But I think this is a player with a big personality, although he's a rookie and maybe doesn't have the confidence that a veteran would have in terms of being outspoken on camera or something like that. But I think this is a player that's not only going to win the hearts and minds of Bills fans with his on-field production, I also think he's got the personality and drive also to go with it. I think he's got a good backstory as well. So Jackson Hawes is a player I would keep my eye on. And then you look at Alec Anderson, of course. He's got the great personality. And maybe somebody who's got the name recognition due to his increased role over the past few years, the name recognition amongst Bills fans, but nationally, I don't think anybody knows who Alec Anderson is, and I think by the end of Hard Knocks, everybody's going to know who Alec Anderson is.
Alex, let's talk about another rookie who has an opportunity in front of him with the Bosa injury here, at least through this offseason. What was your impression of rookie Landon Jackson yesterday at practice?
He's going to be a player. He was one of my favorite picks by the Bills out of the draft, and he just seems to fit in. He's got a great motor. We heard him talk after the rookie minicamp and how he's just trying to fit in out there. And a lot of times you see or you hear these players talk after coming into the league, and not that they're really talking boastful or anything, but you can tell with their tone or some of the comments they make that they think they have it all figured out. And Landon Jackson is not one of those players. He's somebody who is highly motivated to become better every day, and he's got the physical traits as well. He tested so well at the combine, and he's just a mountain of a man. He's not the thickest player, but he's got the length you need at the edge rusher position, and I think if he's able to develop his pass rushing skills and really that pass rushing repertoire, I think the sky's the limit for this guy, and I really think he's going to be a player with the Bills. I think he's going to fit in alongside Greg Rousseau for years to come.
If the most popular player in franchise history, I would also argue he's also the most powerful figure in the franchise. I'd also say he's the most popular figure in upstate New York. Talking about Josh Allen, if he's getting married supposedly this weekend, story. What do we know about this as we kind of turn into TMZ and Page Six here? What do we know about Josh Allen's pending nuptials here, Alex?
We don't know much. It's been pretty tight-lipped. Sean McDermott was asked about it yesterday. He didn't get into it. I know that Zach Sheldon, or Maniac as he's affectionately known at Trainwreck Sports in Buffalo, he tweeted earlier today that Josh Allen's going to have a few of his teammates at kind of a pre-wedding get-together, and I'm sure many of those teammates will also attend the wedding as well. So an exciting time for Josh Allen, an exciting time for really the entire Allen and Steinfeld family, I'm sure. I'm sure it's going to be a lavish affair, the movie star that Steinfeld is and the sports star that Josh Allen is. But, yeah, an exciting time and something that I think really the story is after the wedding. Maybe you get a video of the guys dancing to Mr. Brightside, as I think we saw at Dawson Knox's wedding a few years ago. Maybe we get some stories from the players down the road here during the off season. It'll be interesting to hear if there are any stories from those guys down the road.
Alex, break out the rest of the off season for us here. What's the timeline? What's the schedule looking like here? What can we look forward to?
Yeah, our next time out with the Bills is this coming Tuesday. That will be, I believe, the last time until training camp. I haven't really looked ahead of that, but that's the next time we're out there. And then obviously looking forward to training camp come late July. Let's see here. No, we have June 3rd, another OTA day, and then June 10th through 12th, mandatory mini camp, and then come July, we'll have training camp. That's really my favorite time of year, training camp. We get all the great access. We get to hang out with you and Gene and all the other media members out there in Pittsburgh, get to enjoy the local fare there in Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Dairy, and many other fine restaurants as well. So looking forward to training camp and looking forward to see how this James Cook saga develops. I think mandatory mini camp is really the next thing to look at, see if he's on the field there. I don't expect him to be. And then we'll see come training camp if it's a hold in, hold out, or if he surprises people and is out there on the field.
So, Alex, at least you get some time to take in Yankees-Dodgers this weekend. You know the Mets took 2 of 3 from the Dodgers.
Yeah, you know the Yankees won the Subway Series a few weeks ago.
That's only part one. We get you again in July here, bud.
Right, but we take the wins as they come, especially when they're against my hated Mets. Now, the Yankees, a lot of doubt surrounding the Yankees this offseason, and boy, all those people who doubted Aaron Boone over the years are looking mighty silly.
Wait, whoa. I can take your shots, but you love Aaron Boone? Really?
Are you just meeting me, Gene? I am a coach-first guy. I am of the belief that coaches get far too much of the blame, particularly when they're heading up a perennial successful team, successful team.
Aaron Boone was asleep at the wheel in the World Series. Like, go out to the mound, calm things down. Like, not that would have, like, you know, eventually the Dodgers probably would have won, but Alex, you realize most Yankee fans would be like, yeah, it's time for a change here.
Yeah, and I think most Yankee fans are pretty unbearable to follow on Twitter, to be quite honest with you. It reeks of spoiled, rotten brats, and I am not a part of that bunch.
Mets trailing the White Sox 8-3 right now. I just wanted to throw that little update in there as well as we wrap up with Alex Brasky. Tell everybody what you're working on at Batavia Daily News and Bills Digest, bud.
The White Sox, wow, that's a historic team. Nothing to be ashamed about losing the White Sox, but TheDailyNewsOnline.com, you can log on there, find all of our Bills coverage right here, right now, live Buffalo Football Talk. We'll be getting that going by the end of the week, and Bills Digest pre-training camp issue coming out July 14th.
Alex, always appreciate the time, and I'm sure we'll be talking again before training camp. So,
thank you much, Gene. Thank you, Danger, and we'll talk to you soon.
There he is, Alex Brasky, covering the Bills for the Batavia Daily News, and also Bills Digest, giving us his report from yesterday's session, OTAs in effect in Buffalo.
Yeah, that last part, and again, where's the line when it comes to talking about Josh Allen's wedding? Well, it's kind of out there that as soon as OTAs are kind of wrapped up this week, Allen's flying out to California. Some of his teammates are as well. I just wonder who is on the list, right? Mr. Pegula has to get an invite to the wedding, I would think.
Does he?
He signs the checks.
Yeah. And? I don't know.
Brandon Bean? Bean, Sean?
I could say. Well, God, you know what? I really don't know. I mean, I think that's a personal choice. I want this wedding to be the people that are closest to me, which may or may not be the people I work with.
I mean, you're like, as far as teammates, boy, that's a tough one too. Where do you draw the line? Like,
I
didn't make the cut.
I look back at my wedding, and if I look at who was in attendance, who we invited, and who actually showed up, I invited a lot of people from work, and a lot of those people are no longer in my life for one reason. For one reason or another. In that moment, maybe they had some significance, but for one reason or another, they're no longer in my life. And I just look back and I'm like, why? Why? I mean, it was the best day of my life. And it probably would have been just as great if we pared it down and eliminated the people that we worked with and really truly focused on the people that matter the most in our life.
Well, again, I'm generalizing, but I think when you and I got married, the big wedding was kind of the thing. And now I know this.
Nobody's getting married anymore.
Nobody's getting married, but you're not having it at the big old party house or anywhere.
Nobody's getting married. Yet, so. Nobody's having kids. Nobody's going out and having a good time and meeting anybody anymore. Everything's changed.
It wasn't like destination weddings weren't a thing back then.
Back in our day, we used to have Charleston contests, and the winner would win a certified loving cup. Things are so different now. I would imagine. I don't know. Go get married. I'd be faking it if I were showing any interest in Josh Allen's wedding.
But you don't have to fake it, but you have to acknowledge that this is actually a story that people, once the photos like come out, they're going to eat this up. Mm-hmm. Bills fans are going to just be like, whoa, this is different.
Mm-hmm. Would he invite Terry? inviting Terry is probably like inviting your crazy relative that you're like, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to feel great about
it. Terry Pegula, I'm doing the cha-cha slide. Okay, everybody, do the cha-cha slide.
There's right. Terry, yeah. Let's get Terry on the floor. Make it rain, Terry. Make it rain. I don't know. Appreciate Alex giving us some time. We'll get to PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In, the BetMGM Network. He's going to join us next hour. We'll get some winners from PJ. And we'll talk more about this coming up next in the sports bar as well.
That is just, to me, is a joke. What, are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man. That guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go somewhere
you.
And chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
Chew on bark. That's Terry Bradshaw talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. We'll get to that and more. We have time for your calls as well if you want to join us at 866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.